I have no wife, of course, but I lived in sort of a boarding house for a long time, and in the morning I'd have to get up an hour ahead of time to get my prayer in. I'd wrap myself in my blankets, and then 3 minutes before I had to leave, why, the lady who was supposed to cook my breakfast jumped out of bed. I could always feel that house shake. She was a big woman. And then I'd get down to the table and she'd slap my breakfast together and here. Very much like Fido here. Listen, many a woman treats her husband like that. Many a wife. She has no more use for her husband. If she has a star boarder, yes. And so I went through every day I had that breakfast until one day my sister came to see me. She stayed overnight. And in the morning she cooked breakfast for me. That's 40 years ago. My sister lived. When I came down from upstairs from my prayer room, here the table was spread. There was a tablecloth, a white, clean tablecloth on the kitchen table, and a steaming coffee pot there. I still hear it sizzle. I can still smell that aroma. It was real coffee. It wasn't some old guarapo. Eggs and bacon, brown toast, good enough for a magazine cover. Listen, it was done with love. Do you know that it happened only once, only that morning? But to this day, I still feel the blessing of it. I do. It was such a change. It was so different. It was love. It was a ministry.